This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Israeli Prime Minister's office is now denying reports of a ceasefire in Gaza that would enable aid to enter and foreigners to flee to Egypt. And a Hamas official is telling Reuters about the Rafah border crossing with Egypt opening for safe passage is not true. The BBC's Lise Doucette says there is a lot riding on that.
We understand there's 1,000 foreign nationals, Palestinians with second passports mainly, waiting at that Gaza border crossing, the only opening to the outside world. It's also the only passage for aid to get in. And the aid has been building up truck after truck at the Egyptian side of the border, waiting to go in. The Israelis say they need to inspect those goods before they get in. They're worried there could be weapons hidden inside.
President Biden's been invited by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to come to Israel. No word yet on if he will choose to accept. CBS's Scott Pelley asked Mr. Biden on 60 Minutes if the U.S. ability to help is being tested.
Are the wars in Israel and Ukraine more than the United States can take on at the same time?
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is heading to North Korea this week. It comes on the heels of a meeting with his Chinese counterpart in China today. Officials say the Israel, Hamas, and Ukraine wars were both discussed. One of the nation's largest pharmacy chains, Rite Aid, has filed for bankruptcy. In a statement, the company says it's restructuring to reduce its debt. It comes as the retailer has been dealing with slumping sales and lawsuits related to the opioid epidemic. Suzanne Summers has lost her battle with breast cancer. A look back on how the actor and businesswoman became a household name.
Come and knock on our door.
Summers was best known for her roles on TV shows like Three's Company and Step by Step, but was also an author, entrepreneur, and fitness icon.
Every single time you squeeze Thigh Master, you strengthen and tone right where you need it.
Back in 2018, she talked to Yahoo about her decades-long battle with skin and breast cancer and why she'd refused to get chemo.
I looked at the doctor and I said, I can't do this. The idea of flooding my body with chemical poison just doesn't reckon with who I am.
A memorial is expected next month. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports, the Texas Rangers draw first blood in the American League Championship Series with a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros. And in hoops, the New York Liberty avoid a sweep and take game 3 of the WNBA Finals, beating the Las Vegas Aces 87-73. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone!
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. More clouds than sun today with highs around 55. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 35. Tonight, cloudy skies. Overcast again tomorrow, highs around 56. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday, 62. Wednesday, 57. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful.